It's Tuesday night and time to talk Shadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
We are still in communication with a few schools, trying to see if there's an opportunity there to be able to make it work out where their open week's the same as our open week. There's also, you know, still an option for the spring. There's going to be some RMAC teams that are playing in the spring. Now it's really focusing on putting in that game plan, ironing out the few wrinkles that we have. And, you know, we've been practicing for a long time, so you got to also add some things in there that are fun to do, maybe some trick plays, those type of things.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Head coach Jay Long on our Tuesday night radio program with us here on Double Q Country. And coach is going to visit about the CSC Eagles' first game this past weekend. We'll look into the team and, of course, what's coming up this week with Angelo State coming in. Coach, glad you're in the studio with us tonight. And you went on the road week number one, and it was a little bit more unusual of a road trip than other road trips you've experienced. Tell us about that.
Dave, it was like when I grew up, I grew up on a ranch, and it'd be like one of them days where my dad would be like, hey, if everything holds together today, we're gonna be able to get out of this field today. When we started off the trip on Friday, our bus broke down. Then on Saturday, the game obviously didn't go the way we wanted it to go. And then on our way home, the other bus broke down, and we ended up having to load into the volleyball bus. It was following us. Thank goodness they were there. But it was just a long weekend, and things didn't go as well as we planned and as well as we wanted it to.
Coach, let's dive into the game in week number one, and then we'll look ahead at some of the key plays and also some of the other things involved with the team and Angelo State on the way. But let's begin with the season opening game at Western Colorado. Your staff's gone back. You guys have watched the film of that game and gotten another look and perspective on it. What'd you get from that different take of what happened Saturday on the film compared to maybe how it felt on the sideline?
I think that the first thing that stood out was just we had three turnovers. And they only had one. That goes back to just like we talked about, is, you know, just felt like things just didn't go our way. And I think our defense, we forced two fumbles, but both of the fumbles fell right back into their hands, where our two fumbles went right into the opponent's hands. So I think that was one that's definitely something that stands out and something that needs to be fixed. With that, our first fumble was on a punt return. Cole Thurness was, you know, fighting for extra yards. The DB came in and he grabbed and just ripped the ball out of his hands. Cole's obviously one of the top players on our football team. He's not a guy that's used to fumbling, but it happened. Our second one was a drop snap by our punter, you know, and then we ended up losing 20 yards on that one. And then our third one was with Riley Schleep. I had a great catch up the middle. It was a big spark play. I was in a key moment of the game. And once again, they just ran in there, stripped the ball out. We thought that he jumped back on it. However, the refs, you know, gave the ball to Western State on that one. But those are three things that, you know, that stood out. And then the next one was just penalties. And we knew it's first game. We knew that there'd be penalties. Western State had some penalties. We had penalties. We had 9 for 60. They had 5. There's always those in the beginning. The thing that was disappointed was out of our 9, 7 of them were pre-snap penalties, which means that, you know, that just comes down to focus. And that's something we're going to change and work on and continue to stress this week. As far as positive things, I think that happened this weekend was, you know, we rushed the ball really well offensively. We rushed for over 200 yards. That bad snap by the punt, by the punter, that took away 20 yards off there, so we were right around that 176. But when you add those in, you know, we were right around that 200 yards rushing. And then on defense, we held them 70 yards rushing. And, you know, typically, you know, when you're looking at games, you look at those two stats, you think that it's going to go, you know, to the team that rush the ball and stop the run.
Coach, you brought up a lot of really key parts of the game there in the answer, and one I want to touch back on is that Riley Schleep fumble. It was in the middle of the field, looked like he had gotten down, grabbed the ball, and it seemed like it took a few, maybe 4 or 5 extra seconds for all the officials to get around, see what happened. Western guys jumped in there after Riley, looked like he'd cleanly recovered it. Did the film show you anything on that? Is that one that you send to the RMAC to have them look at or anything?
Yeah, the film wasn't the best on in the view of it. When you slow slow it down in slow frames. You know, you feel like it went toward our favor, but you know, it's one of the things that in live motion, that's what happened. That's what the ref saw. And you know, Riley was fighting for those extra yards, and he's just such a big, tall, physical presence out there. And you know, he had a huge spark play, and you know, it just got ripped out when he turned around. He jumped back on it, and then another defender hit him on top and popped the ball out again. And we felt he was down, but the film wasn't clear enough to send in, you know, with it. You know, that was one key point of the game. I also think that, you know, there's two other key points in the game with our offense was, you know, we had two 13-play drives that only resulted in three points. And, you know, that's really frustrating, you know, as an offense, because to have 13-play drives in a game is typically, you know, something that you want to have a ton of. It means you're consistent. You're putting together consistent drives. And only to walk away through it with 3 points is, you know, was also a big factor along with those fumbles.
Yeah, I know you always preach finish, Coach, and finishing drives. You want to get those balls into the end zone with touchdowns. Maybe the Riley Schlieb fumble play, an argument to get replay into D2 football, conversation for another day perhaps. Want to dive back into the fumbles as well, too. You talked about how Cole's so reliable returning the ball. It's a rarity to see him cough it up. The drop snap, something, a focus thing that just happened on the punt with Parker. But do you work at all on ball security or emphasizing ball security with guys more now that, you know, you've had a couple yanked out and ripped out late into a play like that?
Yeah, every week we do some type of ball security, and it's part of the game. But it's also our number one goal is to win the takeaway giveaway battle. And you know, we had only one takeaway. Bobby had a great interception for us, and then you know, but we had 3 turnovers. And you know, one of them, you know, I guess when you look at them, it really just comes down to we just got to be better. And you know, we'll continue to stress security. We'll continue to go out and do ball security drills, but ultimately we just got to be better. And you know, those two players on offense that did that, you know, I trust them, and they're going to, you know, be in those situations again, and they're going to make those plays.
Head Coach Jay Long with us, our Tuesday Jay Long Show this week, looking at the Western Colorado game and diving into the team a little deeper here. Coach, you've got that all-star quarterback back there. He did show us he's a little human after all. It really is easy just to take for granted how amazingly talented and smart Dalton Holst is as your quarterback, and sometimes we forget that not everything is going to go great on every Saturday. What kind of stuff are you telling your QB this week to keep Dalton's confidence high or help him adjust to maybe what limited his output on Saturday?
You know, I think the easiest thing to say about Dalton is we know who he is. He is a terrific football player. He's one of the top quarterbacks not only in our conference but also in Division II. He knows. When he put on film, he knows. And I can tell you this, that you know, he'll get better and he'll fix it. Anybody that has that type of experience, when you look at our top players such as him, such as Cole Thurness, such as Travis Wilson, Brendan Hopkins, Noah Kirchel, you know, Bobby Peel, Jeremiah, you know, those players that are, you know, that are top players, when they don't have the game they want, they know, and we don't need to say a lot to them. They'll come out and they'll fix it because they've been in so many battles, you know, throughout their career, you know, playing college football.
There is more of tonight's Jay Long Show coming up next after this word from Shadron Glass and Windows.
Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
Welcome back to the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Coach, as we look at more of the things from Saturday, one of the big positives you had, defensive line, that rotation was getting after it Saturday. They came up with 2 of the Eagles' 3 sacks. Taven Bray and Gabe Perkins, a couple guys fans I think are going to hear a lot more about as the year moves along. They had some big games for you.
Yeah, I thought, you know, our defense as a unit, we stopped the run really well. You know, we gave up a couple big plays, which, you know, obviously were factors in the game. But when you look at, you know, stopping the run, I think we had 13 tackles for loss. That always starts up front. You know, I thought that Taven Bray did an outstanding job. He was all over the place. He had 1 sack. He had 2 tackles for loss. loss. He forced a fumble. Also, Gabe Perkins, you know, he had a tackle for loss. He had two pass breakups and eagle effort play. You know, both those two guys up front just really stood out and went above and beyond. Also, in our linebacking core, I thought all of our linebackers played well. Travis Wilson, you know, was a guy that really stood out. He had a sack, two tackles for loss, 10 tackles. Coach McClain, you know, for Western State, their offense coordinator, he ran, you know, three plays that anybody that's familiar with our football program, regards to plays, he ran a stealth play, which has been a very, very good play for Shadon State over the years. Travis sniffed it out and stopped it. They ran a tackle screen, and we were out there and ate that up. But I think that those three up front did really well. And then when you look at our secondary, Murphy had a really big play versus a bubble screen. He got cut. He got ran, played through the cut and got TFL on that one. I already talked about Bobby Peel's interception. And then also I thought that Brendan Bramer, you know, just played really consistent. He had a ton of tackles. He was all over the place. And then he also forced a fumble, too. So, you know, in our defense, you know, I thought that we did some really good things. This week we got to really focus on doing the exact same thing, stopping the run, but we also got to eliminate the big play.
I thought Taven Bray might take the handoff from Cummings and the quarterback when he went and sniffed out that run play in the backfield. And man, the collision that Wilson had on that tackle, I think that might have been, maybe that was the stealth play you referred to, where Travis came in, and that reminded me of Okoye and Atwater on Monday Night Football years ago, the way that Travis hits you, a big-time play by the defense. He made some nice plays Saturday. You mentioned running game. You hold them to 70. You talked about good to see your backs running the ball so well this week. It was nice to see Elijah Miles come back, bust off that 80-yarder. Nice return after missing last season with the COVID situation.
Yeah, I thought that Elijah had a good day running the ball, and I thought that we blocked real well up front. When you look at his average was, I think, 7.7 or 7.6 yards per carry. That was outstanding. You know, he did pop off the big run, but also on our zone scheme, he did a really good job. And you know, he had, four spark plays of running over 12 yards or more, which is really, really good. And going throughout the season, that's something we got to continue to rely on is our running game. And, you know, because I think that up front, we can move some people. And I think that Elijah and also, you know, we got Jaden Cox and Chris Busby that are also really good backs that, you know, can do some really good things.
One play with Elijah I'll remember from Saturday's game for a long time. He was fighting for a first down, going backwards, and backpedaled about two or three Western defenders over the line needed for that first down. Just a strong run. Good to see him have a good game. And Coach, let's go into the injury and health situation for this week. You didn't have Cole Condon with the hamstring from fall camp last week. What can you tell us about how your team came out of Saturday's game and Gunnison on the injury side?
You know, I think right now we're just a little bit banged up. We'll know more as the week progresses with things. But I think by the end of the week we should be back to full swing.
All right. And a tradition at Shadron State, of course, is the weekly special teams Hammer Award that the team votes on and hands out every week. What can you tell us about the Hammer Award this week, Coach, and who's going to get that one if you guys have voted on it yet?
You know, I thought that, you know, there's three names that got nominated. Gunnar Jones, he started off the game. He was doing our kickoffs, which he put almost every one of them in the end zone. He kicked one through the end zone. He's got a really strong leg. I thought he also kicked a field goal. Then after we dropped the snap on our punt, he came in and put three punts inside the 20. He had a really good day. Also, Chase Cernas on a kickoff came down, hit a big hit, then fired up the team. And then Chris Busby, I thought, was just as a whole, on all the special teams units, he was a guy that was playing at a different speed level than everybody else on the football field. And Chris had a huge play on a punt return where they were taken to the field and he stopped the spark and actually provided a spark for us. So I think that with the Hammer Award is going to go to Chris Busby. So it was really a good day by those three players. When we're looking at our special teams as a whole, that was where two of our turnovers were. And that's something we've got to get fixed for this upcoming week with Angelo State.
All right. And, Coach, your message to the team going forward with 10 games to go, knowing they're got to be thinking about that road to the RMAC championship. Guys started off 0-1. Do things kind of change in the thinking of moving forward, the pathway to get there, and how you address that?
You know, I don't know if things change as far as our thinking goes. We've got to really just focus on controlling what we can control. And this week we had a good Angelo State team coming in. And when you look at where we are, half the teams in the country country have a smile on their face. Half the football teams in the country are going out and looking for that first win. And we're that team in the ladder looking for that first win. And we're at home. That is something that we take pride in is playing hard at home in front of our fans. And we're excited to get back on the football field to get this bad taste out of our mouth.
Ought to be a great crowd and a great day for football on Saturday. Weather-wise, looking ahead, and you do have Angelo State coming in. Fun to play those non-conference teams. These guys coming up from down in Texas with a good club. And what do you know? What can you tell us what you've learned about this Ram team you're going to face?
They're a good football team. I would say this week they're going to be ranked top 25 in the country. They were receiving votes last week. They beat a top 20 team their first game. When you look at them, I would say that there's a lot of similarities to when Permian Basin came in 2019. They play in the same league. The one thing that I guess it stands out to them is that defensively, they're going to be real similar to the same type of defense we just seen. So that'll be nice, for our offensive line and our running backs and our pass protection and our run blocking. Offensively, they're going to be a spread team, and they're going to put the ball and try to put the ball in their playmakers' hands and those type of things. So I guess the biggest thing that we can tell you about Angelo State is we're excited that we're back at home. We're excited to go play them, get back out on that football field and get after them. And our guys are looking forward to go out and play a top 25 team.
Should be a lot of fun on Saturday. Coach, thanks for being in here with us once again on our Tuesday J-Long Show chat. Fans, you can download the podcast and listen as well on our website. Catch Jay every Tuesday night with me here in the studio. Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, and go Eagles.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.